This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has approved the doubling of the Tirupati-Pakala-Kattupalli single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will enhance connectivity to the educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati. The government also approved the construction of a six-lane Zirakpur bypass with an estimated cost of over 1,878 crore rupees.
पूरे चंडीगढ़ जीरकपुर पंचकुला को लेके एक रिंग रोड जैसा कॉन्सेप्ट बना है उसका ये पहला प्रोजेक्ट है जो कि सिक्स लेन जीरकपुर बाईपास प्रोजेक्ट है 1,878 करोड़ रुपीस का है 19.2 किलोमीटर और इसको पीपीपी में हाइब्रिड एन्युइटी मोड पे बनाया जाएगा इस प्रोजेक्ट का एक और बेनिफिट मिलेगा हिमाचल का जो ट्रैफिक है उस ट्रैफिक को इमीडिएटली ये प्रोजेक्ट शहर के अंदर जाने के बजाय बाईपास से ही आप हिमाचल की तरफ जा सकते हो कंप्लीट इस एरिया का डीकंजेशन होगा चंडीगढ़ जीरकपुर पंचकुला का
The cabinet also approved the modernization of command area development and water management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircrafts from France. The deal will be formalized in the coming weeks. According to the defense sources, out of 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the induction of Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced its policy repo rate by 25 basis points, bringing it down to 6% from 6.25%. This was the second successive rate cut by the RBI, following a similar reduction in February this year after a five-year pause. A lower rate spurs growth as loans are expected to become cheaper. The Reserve Bank has asked the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, to hold consultations with banks and other stakeholders to explore the possibility of increasing UPI transaction limits based on evolving user needs. In a statement issued today, RBI said, appropriate safeguards must be in place to mitigate risks associated with higher limits. BJP has described the uproar in Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on the Waqf Amendment Act and protests in some areas in the country against the new law as unfortunate. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Prem Shukla said, the Waqf Amendment Bill has now become law after President Draupadi Murmu's assent, and the way violence is being done in some opposition-ruled states in the name of protest is not appropriate. China today retaliated with an additional 84% tariff on all goods imported from the US, which will come into effect from midnight tonight. It comes after Beijing accused Washington of bullying practices earlier in the day, following imposition of 104% duties by US President Donald Trump on Chinese goods. In a white paper published today, China alleged that the White House has seriously damaged the global trade order and the security and stability of global industrial and supply chains. Meanwhile, China stated that Beijing is willing to communicate with Washington to resolve the issue. In Dominican Republic, at least 113 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in capital Santo Domingo. The incident happened in the early hours yesterday at a concert of the popular singer Ruby Perez at the nightclub. The singer and a provincial governor and former Major League Baseball pitcher Octavio Dotel were among the victims. Rescuers are still searching for survivors. There are fears the death toll will rise further. China has rejected Ukraine's claims that Chinese citizens are serving in the Russian military. China's foreign ministry spokesman Lin Qian termed the Ukrainian claim as baseless. He added that the Chinese government has consistently advised its citizens to avoid areas of armed conflict. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have won the toss and elected to bowl against Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.